This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. You've heard me introduce this program for the past 6 years as the DJV program. And as of yesterday, it is no longer the DJV program. And I explained a little about Jennifer and Victoria and what's going on with them. One of the things that I know after having been on the radio for 50-some-odd years and doing a morning syndicated program for 33, 34 years, the longest-running syndicated program in the country, I know radio stations don't like surprises. I know radio stations don't like changes. So let me assure we've been dealing with some of the things that, and the next couple of weeks are going to see a lot of changes here because of things that I'll explain as we go along. Nothing's happening to me. Nothing's happening to the program per se. I think I made reference to the old Doug Steffen's Good Day program, which was the original. That was the way I founded the morning program back in 1988, and it sort of still feels good. It feels like that is where we ought to be, and because of changes that were necessary with Jennifer and Victoria, it just, as I went back and tried to figure out what are we going to do, it came to me after talking to some of the people that advised me, we ought to go back to the tried and true Doug Steffen's Good Day, and Jay, who's been with us for a year or so, seemed to be the perfect partner for me in this because she's really good when it comes to information. She's good at filling in the gaps. When I'm, as some people are happy to point out, sometimes I am only full of half of the information that's necessary.
And then embellishing the rest because, hey, it's good storytelling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the change will continue. You won't be uncomfortable with them. You'll like them. It's just more of the same kind of stuff. We are interested in information, interested in the story, interested in the news, interested in talking about it, what it means to you. For example, Justin Trudeau has pointed out this week, and talking about gun violence here, that Canada is no longer going to be a haven for people that want to buy guns. You cannot buy a gun, apparently, anymore. They've frozen handgun sales in Canada. And Trudeau said, I thought this was interesting, Jay, this is all about freedom. So, obviously this was brought about by all the gun violence here in our country. This new legislation would put a freeze on handgun sales in Canada. And then, as a result of that, you wouldn't be able to buy, sell, transfer, bring guns into Canada. And one of the things that's appealing to people about Canada is its lack of real serious violence. And it's perhaps because of this sort of thing. You know, you get down to brass tacks here. I was talking to my son about, he doesn't like the way America feels in bringing up children. Do you go to Canada? Is that the place to go? Is there, you know, I can hear a lot of people, the liberals and yada, yada. It's not about that. It's about safety for your family as much as anything else. I wouldn't want to have my children going to a school that had a fence around it. Frankly, had police officers standing at the door. What does that say to kids who want to go into a school situation, feel comfortable, feel
good? But if
good?
That's the alternative to them being safe.
Yeah, but what does that say about our country?
Exactly. There's so much that needs to be addressed. And one of the things that Trudeau had mentioned regarding the whole freedom thing in his definition, people should be free to go to the supermarket, their school, their place of worship without fear. And he's not going to remove guns. He's not trying to remove guns entirely. It's just the new legislation would be that you can't buy if you haven't already or sell or transfer anything like that. But also people who have guns, they're not trying to take them away. There will be a penalty for any gun smugglers and there's going to be a red flag law. But in other words, they're just capping the market for handguns. They're not trying to remove them from law-abiding citizens. They will remove them from anybody who is a threat, who is dealing with a domestic violence situation, who who, in other words, probably couldn't be trusted with their guns. But they're not trying to take them away from everybody, and that's one of the things that he did want to be clear about. And he did point out, and he used America as an example multiple times.
Yeah, south of the border.
With the mass shootings, yeah. but he called, and it's kind of interesting to think, because when we think about south of the border, we think of Mexico, we are south of the border for Canada, but he also mentioned that unlike the U.S., having guns is not part of their constitution.
No. It's not part of the culture, either. Maybe it's because of the constitution, much than anything else. So, to continue the thread, talking about what happened in Uvalde, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air earlier on. The police chief, the new police chief, has been sworn in by the city council. But he's not responding to any investigators as to what actually happened. So there's a new city council there, apparently, or he's a city council member, and he's the police chief, right? Is that
all the new city council members were sworn in Tuesday, and he was one of them. They didn't do the ceremony in respect to the families, but the police chief, the police department, they were cooperating with the investigation, and I guess now they've all stopped. There's been no, not disclaimer, but there's been no mention about why, whether it's that, hey, you have all of our information, we've said what we said, we're not saying anything else, or it's just kind of like everything just stopped all of a sudden, really hastily.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, frankly, when it comes to all of this. I think one of the other national things, the focus on voting, we now have primaries going on and will between now and September in most of the states as we get closer to the midterm elections. And yet, the more you probe Victoria, good, Jay. I'm so used to Jay and Victoria and Jennifer. So I will, as I said a few minutes ago, I'll go down those streets from here and there. It's not bad. It just is the way it is. Anyway, so electronic voting. Is that how you vote? Do you vote with a ballot? Do you have electronic when you go to vote in your hometown?
The last time that I voted, it was electronic. I waited in line, and it was those machines that you do everything with. And before that, though, it was an actual ballot.
I will not. I think I'm not sure how I would approach this. I have an actual ballot. I've always voted in wherever I voted. Here. I'm in Vermont this this morning, so I don't vote here. I voted in Massachusetts. I voted in Florida. I voted in California in my life, and I've always had a paper ballot. I've always put the ballot into the box, so I knew that what I have preferred to whoever I was preferring to vote for, that count. That was going to take place when it was supposed to at the end of the day. And
it
so
also feels kind of ceremonial in doing it yourself. I did miss that in the last time I voted.
Right. So I guess what's the point of having electronic voting? Why do we have to have computers? We certainly know, or there's enough confusion and concern about voting that we shouldn't be fiddling with all these things, mail-in voting, as they say, making it easier for people and more universal. Baloney.
Well, it takes away paper waste, that's for sure. I the last time, the primaries for Tennessee and the mayor and all of that stuff for Nashville, I didn't vote in it this past time in Davidson County because I knew I was moving out, and I felt like it wouldn't be right for me to vote on an issue that would in turn wouldn't affect me because I was moving out of the location. I knew I was going to be moving to a different county once I sold our home and bought a new place. And it felt awkward not voting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have let that keep me from voting. I would have voted. Dominion Voting Systems has equipment in 18 states now. Software vulnerabilities galore. Every time they're easily hacked, the Russians hacked into their system. That's where the Russian influence came from, with electronic voting machines, not you putting your ballot into a box. Russians can't mess with that. They can mess with the software. It's so vulnerable in all these states that have this. Why are we doing this? Why? In the name of what? The people will say, oh, we need to have more people voting and more inclusive. That's nonsense. make it, how difficult is it, how imaginative do you have to be to create a scenario where you vote, most other civilized countries vote on the weekend. They have in many countries 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, to vote. People are not working more. Yeah, people do work, but not as many people are working. So you increase the chances of participation just by doing that. And don't tell me that people have a hard time getting ID. That's nonsense as well. Every state should require an ID. Everybody can get an ID. And I don't want to have people, I'm tired of people saying, oh, it's, you know, you're discriminating against blacks. If I were a black person, I'd be offended as hell. About what? You're telling me that because I'm black, I can't go get a driver's license, or I can't get some voting ID?
That's the thing that I don't understand either, because you need to be, you know, to get a driver's license, you need to have the classes, you need to be able to drive, and a lot of people don't want to do that, but you can still get a state ID. You don't have to have an actual driver's license. So I agree with you, Doug. I don't really understand why it's such a problem to just get
a
state ID.
It's a national disgrace. This is, and it's been like every other damn thing in this country become politicized so that you're a good guy if you have one point of view and you're a bad guy if you have another point of view. ID is imperative. Voting in person is imperative. I know I'm swimming against the stream here. And having a couple of days where you can actually go and not be inhibited, where they're voting. I'm in Florida. I remember what a fiasco it was down there. The situation, there are full-time voting officers in pretty much every county, and yet every time there's an election, Florida is a screwed-up mess. So why do these people still have a job? Why is there this? This is the fundamental American requirement, the requirement that you have, that the people who are running the voting systems are required to make them work or they get fired. I don't know why that's such a difficult thing for people to understand. I really don't. I don't get it. But there's a study out today, and Associated Press has a story about how this software is still very vulnerable. Even though we've been talking about this for years and years and years, it still hasn't been fixed yet. That's pretty damned outrageous when you get down to the brass tacks of it all. 18 after the hour. For your consideration, I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Bro. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now, as Jay and I celebrate today with some trending items. Kevin Spacey, apparently, Jay, is facing some new legal troubles. We'll talk about that after this. Oh, all right. Oh, that's right. We don't have a spot.
Psych.
Can't remember. Yes, right. All right, so Kevin Spacey released a statement to Good Morning America saying he's going to voluntarily appear in the UK as soon as it can be arranged to defend himself against charges. What are the charges? As we've talked about before, I even met Kevin Spacey going into his flat in Waterloo when he was running the old Vic. So these charges have to do, he ran that for a number of years. It has to do with the time that he spent in England living there. So do we know, Samori says he's confident he can prove that he's innocent. He did it once before, right?
Yeah. So right now he's facing four criminal charges for alleged incidents involving three different men between 2005 and 2013. Now, all four charges have been authorized, and he can only be charged formally upon arrest in Wales or England. So he's voluntarily going over there to be arrested so that the trial can move forward because he does believe that his name will be cleared. Now, Spacey has been called out in the past by over 20 accusers who made similar allegations, but he's never been tried on actual criminal charges. Yeah. He has always shown up to defend his name. And it's one of those situations where when there's that many accusers, you have to feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. But at the same time, if somebody were truly guilty, why would they willingly... He could just avoid going over there. And then he avoids arrest and he avoids the trial. But he's willing to go over there and be arrested so that he can go to trial to clear his name. So we will see what happens from that. But he's pretty positive. And he also admitted that he's disappointed the court moved forward with the charges. And he thanks Crown Prosecution Service for reminding the public that he is allowed a fair trial.
Yep. That's what something we ought to have a little more of that discussion over here when people are accused of things and found guilty in the court of public opinion before they're actually tried. That happens all the time. Angie Dickinson yesterday was the subject matter of my birthday wishes. Apparently one of the listeners caught me in the act. So.
Well, we were celebrating her 100th birthday and questioning, right. You know, what's her secret? That's a long life. Well, you know what? 90 years old is a long life, too, and we still can question what's her secret. But, yeah, we were a decade ahead, Doug. We were living in the future.
I like being ahead of it.
Leonard Hoffman and Betsy Brown for alerting us and keeping us honest. We need our fact checkers.
All right, the licensing company that controls the name and image of Elvis Presley has ordered the chapel operators in Las Vegas to stop using Elvis in themed ceremonies. No more Elvis-themed weddings.
Wow.
None, zero.
End of an era.
The wedding industry in Las Vegas generates $2 billion a year. Officials say the Elvis weddings represent a large percentage, significant number of the ceremonies that are performed. I remember going, one of the fellows used to work on the program, got married. As a matter of fact, I think there were two guys. McFadden also got married, if I'm not mistaken, in Las Vegas. I remember going to one, Kenny Kessler, who used to be a producer on this program, got married there. Went to that. It was a circus, man, I'll tell you that. 28 past the hour.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Cybercrime is way up, and not surprisingly, so is online shopping. So how can you stay safe while shopping online? Visa customers can have peace of mind knowing there's not only zero liability purchase protection, but the company has also made several investments over the years into keeping you and your data safe. I caught up with Michael Jabara, VP and Head of Global Fraud Services at Visa.
First is around our people and having that tremendous and deep expertise of 800 of the best cybersecurity experts in the world, and taking that cross-disciplinary approach between cyber, fraud, risk, and data science, and patching it up all together. You have our technical and technology capabilities that are using the latest in AI, ML, and allowing us to be much more proactive and faster to respond than we would be otherwise.
For more info, visit visa.com/security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people were killed in a shooting Wednesday evening at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The gunman took his own life and several were injured, according to police. No names or motives were announced at this time. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says President Biden will fix the inflation issue because he understands the pain most Americans are feeling with today's skyrocketing inflation.
The way that he approaches this issue, and very much from the perspective of what it feels like to sit around a dining room table or a kitchen table in this country, because that's his lived experience, and that's the way that he approaches these economic policy questions.
A four-day celebration has begun as Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee has kicked off in London, England. The Platinum Jubilee is the 70th anniversary of a British monarch's reign, and Queen Elizabeth II is the first to reach the milestone. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Contrary to overwhelming evidence, Hillary Clinton attorney Michael Sussman was acquitted for lying to the FBI by a Washington, D.C. jury. Former National Intelligence Director and Ambassador to Germany Rick Grenell on Newsmax overnight says the corruption goes to the top of the FBI food chain. Former FBI Director Jim Comey.
Where no one is above the law, and this political partisanship that's going on in Washington, D.C., where three Clinton donors and an AOC donor all get together with a judge who's married to someone who represented Lisa Page, somehow tries to tell the rest of America that we have a really clean, honest legal system. And I think that the American people can see it. They know it. It's phony. And we got to clean it up. So I'm not going to stop until we prosecute Jim Comey. I think he is guilty. I've seen the evidence. He needs to be prosecuted.
California's Task Force on Reparations for Black People in the United States, the first ever in the nation, has released a 500-page document Wednesday. It lays out the harm suffered by descendants of 19th century slaves. In April, President Biden expressed his support for the commission. A federal judge on Wednesday granted John Hinckley, the man who shot and wounded President Reagan and three others in a 1981 assassination attempt outside the Washington Hilton Hotel, gained unconditional release from prison and restrictions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the revisited Good Day program. How about that? The revived, if you will. All this prattling back and forth about the interest rate hikes and taming inflation and who did what to whom. What a waste of time. All these yakkers on television, you know, some of the op-ed pieces that you see, well, Janet Yellen should have known, or Biden. Okay, so they didn't. And they screwed up. All right, what do we do now? Who cares who screwed up? I don't care. Do you care, Jay? I don't care.
Well, at a certain point, what new is there to say? Let's focus on solutions. Nothing. Let's work together. Right. Stop fighting, please.
Yak, 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 yak. The same sort of thing. You know, I was reconsidering what I said about the police in Uvalde and what happens now. What lessons are we learning instead of, okay, we got it. The police chief screwed up. The police screwed up. Fine. We're done with that. You know it. To keep hashing it out every single day, I saw a tweet from Bette Midler. If only police rushed into that school to stop the shooter as fast as they rushed to remove Beto from a press conference. You know, the Beto O'Rourke thing. He's a fool. Anyway, he said nothing. He added nothing. He was just trying to be his usual political self. So, but I thought it was interesting. You look at some of the people who are weighing in on all of this stuff as we talk about. I mean, you got Trump has said stuff, and I don't. Who cares? Why should we care what anybody says? At this
timing, we lose validity. Beto O'Rourke, he was valid in what he was saying, but the timing was all off, and it was amazingly disrespectful to anybody who's lost a loved one
awful.
Due to gun violence.
Yeah, awful. It's so crude, frankly. It's crude. The Russian-Ukrainian war raging on. It's very interesting to see how it reflects. You know, New York City and Los Angeles have lots of Russians and lots of Ukrainians. Russian businesses in L.A. thrive. Russian businesses in New York. The Russians have made no secret of loving real estate in New York and in Los Angeles. And they bought up a whole lot of it. And there are businessmen, people you wonder where they get their money. The mob is alive and well, and they aren't all Italians. Let's just put it that way. But behind the scenes, Ukrainians, because they aren't the same as Russians, a lot of people think, you know, the ignorance of, you know, differentiate it. And frankly, I never paid much attention to the difference myself until now. And so apparently in New York and Los Angeles, though, the lines, it's kind of like, I don't know, this is a reference that may raise a few eyebrows. There's Koreatown in Los Angeles and there's Chinatown. And there is a distinct difference. Koreans don't live in Chinatown and Chinese people don't live in Koreatown. There is, you know, we talk about prejudices here in our country and racism and what can we do to get everybody together, the LGBTQ. Well, in most countries in Asia especially, they'll have none of it. The Japanese are the most racist society I have ever met or come across in my life. And the Chinese aren't much better, and neither are, well, you go to the Ukrainians and the Russians. They don't like each other and never have. And they don't do business together, for sure. Yet a lot of people, again, haven't differentiated until now between the Ukrainians and the Russians. But now there are, Los Angeles, competing businesses. Russians who had a corner on a particular business, now the Ukrainians are going in to step on their parade, or rain on their parade. Same thing's happening only on the opposite side of New York City, where there have been a lot of Ukrainian businesses pushed out of the way by the Russian mobs. And then there's some real fighting behind the scenes that's not being reported much because we don't report those sorts of things. I just happened to nose around and see something. I thought, this is very interesting. We should understand what's going on, the difference between, because we tend to here in America want to simplify everything. What's the difference between Russians and Ukrainians? As we can tell from this war, a whole lot. Meanwhile, there is more money going over to help fight the war. And, you know, how many wars can we fight? The war against Omicron. All right, here we go again. More deaths skewing toward older Americans now than in any of the waves previously. Do you know that, Jay? That most of the people who are dying, Omicron has been pretty light. Most everybody, you were wondering today.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I thought Omicron was the one that people would get, and they were the ones saying it's the worst sinus infection I've ever had, or it was nothing more than a really bad cold. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing that more people are dying, and it's the older demographic.
Yeah. And the biggest problem in the world is in China. Shanghai was shut down for 2-3 months. They're opening up a little bit now, just a little, not a lot. The Chinese, at first, who created this disease and who saw it spill off, they weren't going to use it they weren't expecting it was going to affect their country or their people. They were expecting it to affect Americans and people in the West. But it didn't work. It backfired. So they've lost millions and millions of people. And after 2 years, they finally admitted in places like Shanghai, which is the biggest city in China, they've got a big problem. And so they've shut the city down. Nobody could go in. Nobody could get out. And you saw pictures of people, you know, sneak the photos out of Chinese soldiers and boarding up windows so people can get out of the house, boarding up doors so you couldn't get out of the house. That's
it
how.
It just seems so extreme.
Well, but that's the way it is. That's it. And yeah. Communist countries like that, you know, that's the way it is. The monkeypox. Can we just
because
stop?
Obviously.
What? Because obviously. What?
Because why not? Monkeypox, and then something else is going to be next that it's like, oh, okay, now we're dealing with that.
Right. And by the way, it is not sexually transmitted. Can we get that straight? That's all I have to say about monkeypox at the moment. All these people who are to say, oh, you can have sex and you'll get monkeypox. And have sex with an African and you'll get monkeypox. You know, something just completely ignorant. Anyway.
I thought it was. It's just that wasn't the only way. Like, it can travel through saliva or if you touch open wounds.
Yeah.
Like that's how people are getting it from animals because they were being scratched or bitten by the animals.
Yeah, I would like to think not the other way. I just cannot imagine that. Thank you very much.
Wait,
yeah, right, exactly. Wildfires continue to burn in New Mexico. We kind of lost track of this. 600,000 acres of land across all of, pretty much all of New Mexico has burned. These wildfires, there's no rain. I think this was started by, this is the shame of it all, was this fire, the fires in New Mexico were started by controlled burning.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? They were trying.
I didn't
know
that. No.
Yes. They were trying to, there's a lot of, as we know, looking around the country, this time of year especially, when the greenery is as fine as it is, you can see the distinct difference between stuff that's dead and stuff that's alive. And as we saw in California when they had all the problems with the wildfires that were created by the power company, PG&E, not doing their job, not keeping clean around the power stations. So when there was a lightning storm hit the wire fell to the ground, ignited all of the trash and all of the stuff that the old growth has been dead for years. It should have been cleaned out a long time ago. And that's what burned all those cities, all those homes, all that land to a crisp. And to this day, they still haven't been held accountable. Not one penny have they been sued. I know a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, lost a son in the fire in Santa Clara. And he was the first person to die, as a matter of fact, of 49. So PG&E has settled through an insurance company. They didn't pay. The insurance company has paid each of the families, I think, $3 million, something like that. But it's taken them years. How many years? This was like 4 or 5 years ago. And they're still fighting it out. And, of course, the lawyers keep 30% of whatever comes out of it. So this is the kind of travesty that these companies, this is why people don't respect big businesses. If big businesses had a conscience, it wouldn't be the kind of disrespect that we feel now for so many. And back to the gas prices again. This week, gas prices in our country hit a new record high. More states are paying $5 or more a gallon. I paid yesterday driving up to Vermont $5.07 a gallon for gasoline in my truck.
Oof.
It was outrageous to pay $3.20 a year ago. Now, and it isn't just the war. Part of the responsibility is the war, but part of it is these gas companies, especially ExxonMobil, who always charge. You can go to a mobile station and always pay 10 cents a gallon more than the gas station next door to them. For whatever the reason, I don't know what our fascination is with ExxonMobil. All the gasoline is the same. It all comes out of the same refinery. There's not a dime store worth of difference except the label. Sometimes they put additives and stuff in it, but it's the same stuff. So how foolish are you to go to the mobile station and pay 10 cents a gallon more just because it's mobile? It's ridiculous.
What is it called? The convenience fee or whatever? The convenience tax? That it's, it's accepted because it's just easier?
Well, why is it easier? The Prime station next to there's two gas stations right in downtown Framingham, a mobile station, and then over the tracks and there's a Prime station, and Prime is always 10, 12, 14 cents less than mobile. Why? They pay the same amount for the gas when it's delivered. It comes from the same refinery. Everything about it is the same. So you're choosing to go to mobile because they advertise more and they have, you know, whatever the glamour is going to mobile. Go ahead.
No, sometimes it can be as easy as the driver doesn't want to have to make a left-hand turn or turn around. It's just easier to pull right in. Take that right and pull right in.
Isn't that silly?
But that's what I mean, the convenience thing. People will, we will. There are times that I'll do something out of convenience. I'm like, oh, I have to pay $2 more. Ugh, okay, fine.
Really?
It's see, like creatures of habit sometimes.
I won't do that. Yeah, I won't do that. I just, I don't do business with mobile anyway. There's always a gas station close by. And, hello, if you let your tank, a friend of mine told me yesterday she ran out of gas on her way to work. And I looked at her, I said, how do you run out of gas? Well, I wasn't looking at the gas tank at the, I get that. But now the modern cars, they all have these beep, beep, beep alerts when your tank is down to almost empty. The red light goes on and flashes, and there's a beep, beep, beep when it, you know, so you're hard-pressed to run out of gasoline, other than you can't pay for it. See, that's the other thing. There are some people who just can't pay for it. So how do you get to work? How do you get around? That's a conundrum that is new in our land, that sort of thing, because it is so expensive. And so I think in the Lives Live department, I go back to what I said before, I think it's un-American to be gouging people the way Mobil and Exxon are for the price of gasoline at their pump. It's 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three past the hour. This will never change as long as Warren Eckstein is on this side of the turf. He'll be here, as he'll be doing his own program as well, the Pet Show, every weekend on a lot of these same stations. Warren is the bona fide expert when it comes to pets in our country and has proven that for 40-some-odd years on the radio. So here's the story of this 22-year-old dog named Pebbles. I'm sure you saw this. Crowned the oldest living dog, unseating the record holder who had just been named weeks before. This is a toy fox terrier, Warren. Lives in Taylor, South Carolina. Likes to listen to country music. How do you know a dog likes listening to country music? How do you know what a dog likes? Can you tell by looking at their face?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, their face,
really?
Appears, their demeanor, their tail. Yes.
Try to play some rock music in front of my dogs, man. I'll run out of the room. Interesting study years ago that suggested that the type of music the guardians listen to on a regular basis is a comfort for most dogs. So they get used to the sound of the music that the people they live with listen to, and that's the type of music they kind of prefer themselves. In fact, they did other music, the dogs that used to, let's say a dog lived with country music, so they started playing rock music. Dog walked out of the room.
I didn't like it. So it's interesting. I have been traveling to Vermont a couple of times last week to pick up cows for the farm. And as we travel, it's about a four-hour ride. So Daisy's in the front seat. I posted a picture of her on my Facebook page last week when she was riding shotgun in the truck as we were coming back. She has that proud look, looking out the window, looking around. And we listen to Sirius XM, either the 50s channel or the 60s channel. I say we, because I'm listening to it, and she's listening to it. And I'm going to have to watch now. Does she move from the front seat to the back seat if I turn the channel and listen to the Willie's channel or something?
You know, if she starts requesting songs while you're driving, Doug,
yes.
You know.
Right.
She changes the channel herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to listen to local radio sometimes when I'm in the wilds of nowhere. I'll listen to Sirius, but it doesn't make any difference. I still gravitate to the music of the older era, and that's what she's used to listening to. And but I never thought whether she liked it.
This show, I recommend this show to dog guardians and cat guardians all over, and I'll tell you why. I always suggest that when people leave the house, they leave a radio on, not on music.
Yes.
But on talk. And why do I suggest that? There's no better way to socialize your dog. They hear all different kinds of voices, male voices, deep voices, women's, they are all. So I always recommend they leave a talk radio on when they leave the house. It's a comforting factor for most dogs as well.
Yeah. All right, going back to that Toy Fox Terrier, who's now 22 years old, the family of Bobby and Julie Gregory in Taylor, South Carolina there. They brought Pebbles into their family in March of 2000 as a new pup. And so now Guinness has crowned Toby Keith actually the first one before it was this dog. It was this other dog that was 21 years old from this Chihuahua from Florida. Apparently that dog died, though.
No, not that the dog died. No, it was that the Guinness World Records crowned Toby Keith as the oldest living dog, and then
they found this other
family. We got friends and family members of the Fox Terrier who lives in Taylor, South Carolina, were reaching out to
the dog parents
who were like, "Hey, wait, I'm pretty sure your dog's older. You should reach out to them." And they reached out to Guinness World Records, and so they corrected it and were like, "Oh no, actually, this dog is the oldest living dog in the world."
Now you've heard the rest of the story. All right, so as dogs get older like this, Warren, they get cranky.
They get moody. Sure. They take on the personalities of the people they live with. As we get older, we get cranky and we get.
Hey, I want to get you.
Speak for yourself, please.
Let me drop this. Speaking about dogs living longer, this is a little hypothetical, but it's out of the University of Washington. There's a drug now that may help dogs live longer, as much as 3 years longer. It's a drug called rapamycin, R-A-P-A-M-Y-C-I-N. It's being studied now, but according to some of the reports coming out of the University of Washington, it can add 3 years or longer to your dog's life. I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that dogs and I find the cows, frankly, my cow, I have some of the same cows. I have probably 12 or 14 cows that are bred this year. They'll have calves in the next 3-4 months. People love to see that. I love to see it. It's a whole thing about life. Dogs, cats, animals, teaches, especially if you can have one born on your property, what a great life lesson it is for people to see that and figure out how it all works. Warren, you're my pal. Thank you for being here. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.